Now, verse 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. In other words, this is just saying what Paul said, and Paul didn't say it to the unbelieving world. He said it to believers. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. If you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life everlasting. Now, he says here, sow righteousness and break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You'll sow in righteousness, and whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You'll get righteousness. We can't live today, my friend, by the devil's standard and expect to reap a reward from God. And no Christian can expect that either. He says here, verse 13, you've plowed in wickedness, you've reaped iniquity. Again, what you sow, you reap. Ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way and the multitude of thy mighty men. In other words, you lied, and the mighty men that you trusted, your leaders, they lied to you. You got exactly what is coming to you. You remember them, Daniel? God says, I set over them the basest of rulers. And today, I don't care what party you're talking about or what group you're talking about, may I say that a sinful, godless people cannot elect a man that is an outstanding leader. If you're going to be a liar, that's who you're going to get to rule over you. If you are an adulterer, that's who you're going to get. A thief, that's who you're going to get. My friend, you can't beat God at this. Greeks had a proverb, the dice of the gods are loaded. And you know, God practically says that. God says, don't gamble with me, you're going to lose. If you think that you can be a liar, an adulterer, and a thief, and get by with it, he says, I have news for you. When you roll the dice of life, and you think they're going to come up for you a winner, he says, I have news for you. I already know how they're going to come up. I've loaded those dice. And when you sow sin, you're going to reap sin. You can't escape it. And if you can escape it, friends, any of you listening to me today, you made God a liar. The Bible's not true if you can beat it. I don't think you can beat it. Up to today, well, no one has. I wish we had Ahab and Jezebel here today and Judas and a few others that have lived in the past. And I'm not sure that right here in America, if we could bring back from the dead some that have died, I'm of the opinion they'd tell you the same thing. Now, verse 14, therefore shall a tumult rise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalman is the word here, but Shalmaneser, spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle. Now, that is the place that the Greeks call Arbela. It's in the northern part of the kingdom. And I'm sure that this past year, when we were over there, I heard the guide use the name Arbela in calling attention to some place. But since my mind wasn't on it at the time, frankly, it made no impression upon me at all. But that is the place, and it's in the northern part of the kingdom. In the day of battle, the mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. Now, that is a method, by the way, that was used by not only the Assyrians, the Babylonians used it later on. You'll recall that that was the prayer that those people prayed. The thing that happened to us when our infants were taken and their heads dashed against the stone, may that be the thing that will come to pass for Babylon. That was an awful, brutal, uncivilized method that was used, by the way. But what do we mean by uncivilized? The awful crimes that have taken place in this country in just the past few years in this drug culture, this new morality, this homosexual approval today. May I say to you, it's not any different than what these pagan heathen did by taking a little baby, dashing its head against a stone. I had a man tell me in Atlanta, Georgia, he said, Dr. McGee, the day I sent my boy to college, I wish I had taken him to the cemetery and buried him. In other words, been better if he, as an infant, His little brains had been knocked out by some pagan heathen of the past. But the pagan heathens of the present today are even approved. May I say to you, friends, we are a long ways down the road that other nations have gone. Now he says here, so shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off. And that was, the Assyrian came, and overnight they were being transported into slavery into Assyria.